You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Central Coast Democratic Congressman Salud Carbajal has announced new gun safety legislation that provides federal grants and resources to states that follow California's lead in implementing red flag laws. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more on the Extreme Risk Protection Order Act of 2021.
Carbajal introduced the legislation at a press conference May 25th, closely following the 7th anniversary of the 2014 Isla Vista shooting. 6 people were killed and 14 others injured. California passed a red flag law following the shooting. That's a law that allows family members and law enforcement officials to petition a judge to prevent an individual in crisis from purchasing a firearm. It can also temporarily remove firearms from that individual. Congressman Carbajal says the goal of the Extreme Risk Protection Order Act of 2021 is to prevent more gun violence by supporting these red flag laws in other states.
In the Isla Vista shooting, the gunman had shown signs he was going to commit violence. In the weeks and months leading up to the massacre, the gunman's mother warned local law enforcement about his desire to kill those around him. Despite that disturbing behavior, his family and law enforcement were powerless to keep a gun out of his hands.
Kendall Peta is the local group co-lead for Moms Demand Action in Santa Barbara. The group is a national grassroots advocacy organization fighting for gun safety measures. Peta spoke at the press conference in support of the bill.
Only 19 states have these extreme risk laws, and it's not enough. It's beyond time that Congress acts.
Santa Barbara County District Attorney Joyce Dudley also spoke in support of the bill.
I firmly believe, as a person who's been in the Santa Barbara County District Attorney's Office for 31 years, if California had this law back in 2014, hundreds of lives would not have been destroyed.
KCBX News contacted the National Rifle Association for comment on this bill, but didn't get a response by broadcast time. Opponents of red flag laws like the NRA cite the Second Amendment, saying the regulations are unconstitutional. Many also claim the laws violate due process. Congressman Carbajal says he always expects to see pushback from gun lobbyists as he works to pass gun safety legislation, but he says he's hopeful the bill will pass with bipartisan support. He says he's had backing from the current and previous presidential administrations, gun owners, and law enforcement agencies. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.